WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The death toll from the Istanbul airport attack is now 41, with 239 others injured. The airport itself has partially reopened following yesterday's attack. And officials have begun trying to identify the attackers who blew themselves up during the attack.
Their bodies are pretty blown apart. They're working with, at the moment, just the lower halves of their bodies. But all indications, they believe, are that these were foreign attackers, which of course throws up so many questions about their ability to move in and out of the country.
Correspondent Nima El-Bagher. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Nicholas Byrne says the attack reinforces the notion that this is not a challenge that will be easily or quickly dealt with.
We in the West, in Europe, in the Arab world are in a long fight with radical Islamic terrorist groups, some of them emanating from Al-Qaeda, some from the Islamic State, splinter groups in the Horn of Africa. It goes all the way across the Pan-Sahelian belt from East Africa to West Africa. Yeah. And it may be decades, frankly, before this scourge, and there are many of them, is defeated.
No claim of responsibility for yesterday's attack in Istanbul, but Turkey's prime minister says it has all the hallmarks of an ISIS attack. Congressional lawmakers from Maryland and D.C. are continuing their push for new gun legislation after last week's sit-in on the House floor. Several Maryland Democrats will talk about their gun control measures they support during an appearance today in Baltimore. And D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is hosting a discussion on legislation to require background checks for gun show purchases. If you plan to fly into or out of Reagan National Airport in the next couple of weeks, don't expect to take Metro there.
The Metro stop at Reagan National Airport will be closed starting on July 5th through the 18th. That's because Metro's next SafeTrak surges will shut down the station for repairs.
Please plan ahead.
Margaret McKeo is the COO for the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. She warns that road traffic in and out of the airport will increase during surges 3 and 4. Her advice?
We have Uber and Lyft already legally permitted to operate on our airport. We have a robust number of taxi cabs.
There will also be free shuttle buses running between affected stations to the airport during SafeTrak. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is directing state agencies to come up with specific ways the state can act to cut carbon emissions. The governor has signed an executive order sidestepping the General Assembly on climate change.
We are here today to take a stand, to make a plan, and to tackle this challenge head on. It is the right thing to do for our economy, it is the right thing to do for our communities, and most importantly, it is the right thing to do for our citizens.
Republican lawmakers have clashed with the governor over who should have the authority to implement the state's portion of the president's proposed carbon emissions rules. 19-year-old Maryland swimmer Katie Ledecky has easily advanced to the finals of the 200-meter freestyle at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials in Nebraska. She's already made the Olympic team, heading to Rio in the 400-meter freestyle. Tom Ugas is with the National Capital Swimming Team.
Just a great young lady, not only as an athlete, but as a person, and she'll represent this country well in August.
And we're just a little over a month now from the start of the Summer Olympics in Rio. For the first time in 30 years, Alaskans may not be getting a check from the government just for living in Alaska. The state faces a multi-million dollar budget deficit, possibly putting those annual oil fund wealth checks on the chopping block. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,410. The NASDAQ at 4692. Sports, the Nationals shut out the Mets. The Orioles pound San Diego. WNBA, the Mystics host San Antonio in a lunchtime game at Verizon Center. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 southbound, right as you come off of 50 Baltimore Washington Parkway, the heavy volume takes you down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, I'm just hearing from DDOT. They tell me in the backups, southbound as you pass Burroughs Avenue before Benning Road, reports of a crash right in that vicinity. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway were bunched up before you get to Route 5, heading past Alabama Avenue with a crash reported there. It was debris on the Beltway, really causing some backups here. Interloop, as you're passing the John Hanson Highway, keep alert up ahead. I'm seeing delays from just about 202, and that's going to take you over toward Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Outer loop slows to that stretch as well. Top side of the Beltway, normal backups. College Park to Silver Spring. Virginia, northbound Route 1, right near Pohick Road, as you're heading in toward Fort Belvoir. Still watch for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done for now. Had some bigger storms yesterday. Now clouds mixing with clear sky for the first part of the day, and a nice dry 85 this afternoon. I say dry because the northwest breeze is driving down the dew points. Drier air, less humidity. 65 and clear tonight. On Thursday, 86 isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Most of us stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Dumfries, 64 in Greenbelt, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. What is the truth about Elizabeth Warren's Native American heritage? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in 30 minutes, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. Good day to have her. At 8:05, we'll talk to David Drucker with the Washington Examiner about Donald Trump's big speech yesterday, economic speech, trade speech. And then at 8:35, more on the attacks in Turkey with former CIA Director Ambassador James Woolsey. It's all straight ahead here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Do you want term limits where you live? Do you want term limits in your county, in your state, in your commonwealth, in your district? Do you want national term limits? Are you sick and tired of the rigged system? Yes, that's right. I used the Bernie Sanders rigged system on this one that basically ensures that incumbents stay in their seats of power. That's what people in Montgomery County are now feeling. They believe that it's time for term limits, and they've actually pushed for a referendum and got it on the ballot. It's going to be voted on this November, and we want to know from you if you think that it would work there and or where you live. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. You hear about the redistricting and the fact that we can't get districted done properly, that the districting is done in such a way that it ensures people are basically incumbents for life. You live in a place where you have one-party rule, and it's time for something to change, and maybe term limits is the way to go. Dan McHugh is with the Montgomery County Young Republicans. He joins us right now. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Brian. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Pretty good. So tell me what the reason behind your push is here for term limits in Montgomery County, because, you know, George Leventhal thinks that it's dumb and unnecessary, and it's just a protest gesture.
Well, isn't that nice of George to say that? You know, George is worried. George is worried. George makes over $100,000 a year being a county councilman, and then in 2013, him and the boys down in Rockville, all Democrat, all nine of them, four of them live in, of course, in Tacoma Park, four of the nine, which is just outrageous. They gave themselves a 17% pay increase. So why on earth would they want to quit these cushy jobs where they're making over $100,000 a year? They get to travel around the world on the country's dime. Ike Leggett wasted nearly $10,000 of our money earlier this year to go to Cuba for 5 days, looking for economic opportunity in a country that has no economic opportunity.
And Dan, I absolutely agree that, you know, the action sometimes of the council is puzzling. I have real issues with the way the council conducts its business. You're absolutely right about that. But what about those who would say to you, well, we have term limits. Every time you go to the polls, you have the opportunity to throw them out of office.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a very rigged system in Montgomery County.
How is it rigged?
Well, we have special interests. You have three major special interests in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. Casa de Maryland, the Teachers Union, the MCEA, they put out this thing called the Apple Ballot, and the SEIU. And they're all in the back pocket of the Democratic Party of Montgomery County. And if you work in early polling, you'll be standing out there working a poll on election day. You'll see the Teachers Union person with a shirt on, the CASA person, the SEIU person, and they're all standing at the Democratic table. And then I'm standing there alone at the Republican table handing out literature. And you look over and you say, gee, look at all, you know, who's running the show here?
Yeah.
In Montgomery County, there's one side, and they deny. I've had Democrats, Heather Mazur denied that those groups are special interest groups. Even at a debate I was at in Montgomery College, Germantown, in 2014.
Dan McHugh is with the Montgomery County Young Republicans. He's part of the move to get term limits enacted in that county, and it will be on the ballot. You won your referendum. You got enough signatures. It'll be there this November. But you just said, you know, with the special interests and everything, that you know, who's running the show. Well, could it be argued, Dan, that the voters of Montgomery County are, in fact, running the show? Because let's face it, I know that you're a member of the Young Republicans, and that's a growing group in Montgomery County, but Republicans in MoCo are still vastly outnumbered by Democrats, and the Democrats have voted the government that they want.
Well, I mean, that I guess you can say that, but at the end of the day, it comes down to resources running a campaign. In 2014, there were several of all the guys, the members that ran for county council on the Republican side. The most successful one was a guy named Dick Turgina. He got 40% of the vote against Craig Rice. The other ones, Robert Dyer, Shelley Skolnick, Adol Williams, and Crispy Otez. I mean, between the four of those guys, and minus Dick, because Dick raised a couple grand, they had maybe $1,000, $2,000 bucks between all of them that they were able to raise, compared to what guys like Elric and Leventhal and Florine and Ike Leggett himself, they've got tens of hundreds of. Ike Leggett alone has over $100,000 in his campaign war chest. How are we, you know? So yeah, it's really important. You know, when you've got that little amount of money, you can't afford to run ads or do a mailer to compete against. You know, we go out and knock. We go out and knock on doors every single weekend from Labor Day weekend to Election Day. All they have to do is send out a direct mail a week before the election because they got the money to do it, and we get crushed.
Well, Brian, you're a big fan of Ms. Florine, I know. You guys go way back. Yeah. I mean, Dan does make a point here, doesn't he, about the intransigence of the people who are on the council, regardless of party. They know they're not going to be opposed, so that's why they behave the way they do to members of the media like you,
Brian. They do. They treat you with disregard because they can.
Right.
Because they simply can. Well, okay, so what is the status of your effort to get term limits on the ballot?
So here's the status at this point. We are at about close, almost 13,000 signatures. We need 10,000 verified. The deadline is at the beginning of August, is when they're going to be dropped off at the county executive.
Well, forgive me. I misspoke. I thought that this was in the bag. I thought it was already official. No. Well, let's get some urgency on this then, because at the very least.
There is. This weekend, we are going out to grocery stores all across the county to collect signatures. We are already over the mark. They will eliminate a bunch of these. Ike Leggett is going to bring in an attorney, and they're going to go through these signatures with a fine-tooth comb to try to eliminate as many as possible. We need 10,000. We've got 13,000 now. We're trying to get a safety net of about 15,000.
Okay.
We've got till August. We've got another month, and we're going to get it done. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get it on the ballot. We're going to fight for change. And then just remember, the county council is so out of touch. They raised property taxes in this county 8.7% to go into effect next year. They increased a recordation tax. Those will be fees on the purchases and the sellings of homes in this county. A whole bunch of realtors testified against it, and they ignored these people completely. They ignored the will of the people of Bethesda over the Westbard Sector Plan Shopping Center redevelopment plan. Many people in Bethesda did not want this.
They protested against it. They started a community thing to fight it, and the council still voted 9-0 and ignored these people. In 2013, the council voted themselves a 17% pay raise. I mean, these guys make over $100,000 a year as county councilmen. That's ridiculous. And they raise property taxes at the end of the day for the schools. That's what they say. Their motto is make the pie bigger. Make the pie bigger. But here's the absurdity of that. 50% of our county's operating budget by law has to go to the Montgomery County Public Schools. You're talking about a $5 billion operating budget, $2.5 billion to the schools, but $2.5 of that billion, 90% of that goes to the salaries and benefits.
All right, Dan McHugh, we got to leave it there. We know you're passionate, and you're full of lots of reasons why the Democrats are messing up Montgomery
County.
Singing,
you're preaching to the choir here, Dan,
But we do appreciate it. But listen, something needs to change with the Montgomery County politics and the leadership there. Dan McHugh of the Montgomery County Young Republicans says it's time for term limits. He's getting the signatures for the referendum. You jump out there, stick your name on it, because, you know, let the people decide. But we also want to hear from you. Let's have our own referendum right now, right here on WMAL.
This is where Washington comes to talk.
Give us a call, 888-630-9625. Is the solution here term limits? Is that the solution? 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, it is time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, let's go around the Beltway as you're heading toward the John Hanson Highway, outer loop north of 214 Central Avenue near 202 for the crash. I'm seeing delays in each direction. Now, inside the Beltway, we'll see the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. Those delays, we see them every morning rush hour, but they'll intensify to get past the crash on DC 295 to get you beyond Burroughs, and then off and on the brakes past East Capitol Street, Suitland Parkway, inbound after Alabama Avenue. Incident was reported right in that stretch. Quickly cleared the crash at the end of the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Just seeing delays there from the Pentagon. Also, for 395 off the Beltway through Landmark, slowing. 95's been heavy in the Woodbridge, had the earlier crash, Dale City. Quickly, that had been over to the shoulder. But I'm looking at a little bit of bailout traffic over to Route 1 and Woodbridge, and a little bit better Route 1 heading toward Fort Belvoir. The crash near Pohick Road out of the lanes. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day. 85 degrees tonight, 65. A chance of a shower tomorrow, but really a pretty nice day, 86. Then as we head into the holiday weekend, Friday in the low 90s, Saturday and Sunday in the mid to upper 80s, and on Monday, which is the 4th of July, highs in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
It's 718 on WMAL, and we're taking your calls on the question of term limits. Is it time? You may be living in an area, maybe not Montgomery County, maybe you're living in Fairfax County, maybe you're living in Washington, D.C., or Prince George's County. Let's face it, maybe you're living anywhere within the sound of our signal, and you're sick and tired of the politicians who are completely antithetical to what you believe and what you want, and you just can't crack through with a counter-narrative or an opposing politician because it's rigged. I mean, based on the numbers, based on the demographics, based on the intransigence of incumbency, the person who's in charge of your life right now, as far as the government is concerned, they're not going anywhere. Should we have term limits where you live? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Rick in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. Start us off here. What do you think?
Morning, fellas. I sure would have loved to have voted for Ronald Reagan again.
So your point is,
I don't like people telling me I can't vote for somebody I like because they don't like them.
Yeah, let me ask you something there, Rick, and I get that. But if we didn't have term limits at the presidential level, do you think we'd be looking at 4, 8, 16 more years of Barack Obama?
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, that's the problem with the democracy. You get the government you deserve, and we need to make those changes amongst the voters, not by restricting liberties.
It's a compelling argument, and I get that, Rick. I do. My problem is I think that what we're looking at right now in the way that our system is set up is nowhere near what our founders thought when they put together the Constitution and kept it devoid of term limits. I think that's what people saw when they passed the amendment to the Constitution that limited the presidency to 2 terms. Frankly, no one thought that anyone would dare defy George Washington's precedent that he set, but Franklin Roosevelt did, and they said, well, we can't have that. And I don't think that the founders had any idea that we would have career career politicians in the way that we do now, and it's worth relooking at.
Yeah. How about Max in Bethesda? Max, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning. I'm an independent. I think the guy who you had on erred by framing this as a Republican-Democrat thing. I think this is about voters and the public. Like, we have an entrenched government where the unions scratch the back of the of these politicians, and you've got no way for real voices of the community and people to get through. It's an iron triangle in government, and we need to somehow break it.
You know, you're right about the iron triangle. For example, this Apple ballot thing, the teachers, they go out and they say, we support this slate of candidates. They're all Democrats, of course. And then the teachers will turn out, and those who say they like education and want to support the teachers in their little local school, they will vote the Apple ballot, and those people get, you know, overwhelmingly reelected. They probably would anyway because they're Democrats, and there's so many Democrats in the county. But nonetheless, they get the support of the teachers' union, okay? Then the teachers' union comes back and negotiates a sweetheart deal with the council that they helped to elect. Are they going to be critical of anything that the teachers ever do? No, that's not good government.
Well, that's an argument against public unions, let alone the term limits. But you're right. That's part of, when people say it's a rigged system, that's part of what people are talking about. How about Kurt in Colonial Beach? Kurt, you're on WMAL.
I've been saying for 20 years that there needs to be term limits on every level, from county all the way up to the feds. And the reason I say that is if somebody does two terms at the county level, they're done. They can go to the state level if they'd like, but they get no pension. They get no security where they go. They keep going. If you're not moving up, you're not going anywhere. You're out. And if you're a senator or a congressman, you get two terms, and when you're done with those two terms, you've got no pension. You've got to go back into the private sector and earn a living and feed your family. And I think that's the only way to have those types of limits is the only way you're going to get guys who actually want to do things that are right for everybody else in the country.
Yeah, Kurt, thank you for that. And you're right. They need to get back out there and join the real world so they can see how their policies and laws that they've passed actually affect the way people live. I've always thought that the biggest problem with the Contract for America in the mid-90s, the Newt Gingrich-led revolution, was that they only promised to bring things up for a vote. They didn't promise to pass them. And they brought up term limits as for the vote, but they didn't pass it. And it just looked like, the Republicans are just like the Democrats. Mm. They're trying to protect their position.
More straight ahead, 722.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Recent studies show that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist regularly is due to dental fear. Listen, I don't need a study to tell me that because it's part of the reason why I didn't go to the dentist for years. I totally relate to this because my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable at all. I hated going to the dentist. And if you hear me and what I'm saying resonates with you because you're in the same boat with me, well, you got to do what I did 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I checked out Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb. They're amazing dentists. And since then, boy, I'm like clockwork. I'm like Ahmed the Clockboy clockwork. I'm so reliable over there at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry because they're amazing dentists. They help me overcome my dental fear. They'll help you, too. If you want to look for a good dentist, if you want a different dental experience, and if you'd like to investigate sedation dentistry, because maybe that's what you need. Maybe what'll make everything different is the sedation. Go for it. Please get rid of that nagging tooth pain. You know that it's a problem. You got to get it taken care of. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Here's her number. She'll take care of you. 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
725 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Of many hot spots in our rush hours, we always see these delays. DC 295, and it doesn't help this morning. We have a crash southbound in the backups between Burroughs Avenue and Benning Road with just one lane getting by. So extra pressure on both BW Parkway and 50. In fact, 50 delays almost back to the Beltway. I'm looking at that slowdown from 410. Outer Loop near 202 for the crash had delays each direction. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. 210 trying to recover. Northbound crash before Oxon Hill Road. Looks like they're making some improvement by trying to get that to the shoulder. Virginia 66 about the volume. Beltway through Tyson slowing to get past the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good look and feel now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 70 degrees, 726 on WMAL.
Is it time for term limits? Montgomery County is this close from having a term limit referendum on the ballot. We want to know if you think it's a good idea where you are. Pam in Silver Spring, this could affect you, Pam. What do you think? You're on WMAL.
Ecstatic, you guys. I'm so happy to hear this. You know, and he forgot to mention Eichlich's $65,000 bathroom renovation. But, you know, Republicans feel like they have no voice in Montgomery County, so I think a lot of them stay home. And I agree with what he said, too. It's the money. I'm friends with a lot of people in Texas on Facebook through other friends. Those people are grassroots, hardcore. I'm actually going to contact him because there's a guy in Texas. He's very politically active. He has something called the 350 plan to get people to find candidates who are constitutionally based, that people can support, and you gather together at the grassroots level. You pick them. You fund them. It's a brilliant plan. I'm going to call this guy. I'm over the top.
All right. There it is. Pam is ready. All right.
She's
well,
charged up.
As you heard, they've got 13,000 signatures. They need 10,000, so they better get 20,000 because there's no way.
They're going to be challenged. You can bet.
728 on WMAL.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issued Preferred Best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
When we come back from the news, we're going to be talking to national security analyst K.T. McFarland. It's straight ahead right here on WMAL 730.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The latest numbers from the Istanbul airport attack, 41 dead, 239 wounded, as terrorists hit Europe's third busiest airport. Now, the airport has partially reopened this morning.
Already, they've begun the cleanup process. Already, they're trying to return to some sense of normality. They've sheltered the area where you can see, well, we saw the tarmac pitted from where that bomber detonated, right near the taxi rank where holidaymakers and families were being reunited.
Correspondent Nima Albagir, no immediate claim of responsibility, but Turkey's prime minister says all signs point to ISIS. European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels to discuss the future of the bloc, but British Prime Minister David Cameron isn't there. He left Brussels last night after attending a dinner at which EU leaders rejected Cameron's pleas for favorable conditions for Britain once it leaves the EU. Metro's next surge in the SafeTrack program is going to directly impact Reagan National Airport. That means it'll be more difficult for airport travelers to get to and from the airport with Metro Rail. MWA's Margaret McKeel.
During the two-week surge, we will have extra resources out in the terminal helping to direct passengers.
She says there will also be free shuttle buses between the airport and the Braddock Road Metro Station. It'll be a while before the D.C. Council takes up a controversial proposal to require retailers and restaurants to schedule their employees a certain way. The council member Vincent Orange yesterday withdrew his proposal before the council could discuss it. Orange says he hopes to get a revised version of it back before the council within a couple of weeks. Not in this neighborhood. That's what some of Mark Zuckerberg's neighbors in Hawaii are saying about a big rock wall the Facebook CEO is building on his property on the north side of the island of Kauai. One neighbor says the wall looks daunting and forbidding, and he's hoping that Zuckerberg will soften the wall's look by planting foliage around it. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,410, the NASDAQ at 46,92. Sports, Lucas Giolito throws four scoreless innings for the Nationals in his rain-shortened Major League debut as the Nats beat the Mets. The O's beat San Diego again, and Maryland swimmer Katie Ledecky advances to the finals of the 200-meter freestyle at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's big 4th of July spectacular starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy-efficient LED is put into play. Oh, wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and up toward the Beltway. It's just been about the pockets of delays on the Greenway coming onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston. Great trip this morning. It's once you get up to the Beltway, slow to merge inner loop toward the American Legion Bridge. And also, if you're extending inside the Beltway to the Connector Road to exit to 123. Now, for the George Washington Parkway, incident-free right now. Baltimore Washington Parkway, heavy in Laurel, and then inside the Beltway, just had a crawl to get onto DC 295. The crash before you get to Benning Road, only one lane at last check getting by, so quite intense. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, from College Park to Silver Spring, we've just been watching that volume with 95 slowing past Route 100. Again, between 32 and 216, crash on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking field. Now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 66 in Gainesville, 64 in Bowie, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
We're chugging along here on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. It's WMAL. Well, there's a whole lot to chug about, man. This is a busy news cycle, and we got you covered. At the coming up at 8:05, David Drucker, Washington Examiner, will give us his breakdown on yesterday's big speech by Donald Trump on trade and economics. Also, the implications of the Benghazi report on Hillary Clinton's campaign. And at 8:35, we're going to check in with former CIA Director Ambassador James Woolsey on the terror attacks in Istanbul. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Fox News national security analyst, good friend of this show, KT McFarland. You can follow her on Twitter, and I do, and I learn something each and every day. That's at KT McFarland. KT, how are you?
Good morning.
Man, I mean, there is a list of things that I want to talk to you about as long as my arm, and as you know, I have very long arms. Let's talk about, first of all, the Benghazi report, which came out yesterday. A lot of this stuff, you know, the little pieces of it have been coming out, but when I read the report, I thought, this is comprehensive, and this is new stuff, and I was sort of surprised by those who looked at it and said, no smoking gun, no news here.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, in everything, people go to their battle stations, and the liberal media is going to reinforce Hillary, and they're going to say nothing new here. You know, it's the standard operating procedure of the Clintons. Every time there's an issue,
well, what was
they
the
say,
thing that jumped
here,
out at you?
Here. Well, three things jumped out at me. One, there was, you know, in her own words, in her own emails, there was evidence that the people in Libya, the ambassador, his staff, had asked repeated times, I mean, hundreds of times, for more security, and somehow it never happened. Number two, while the attack was ongoing, two of the Americans had already died, but while the attack was ongoing, Clinton was actively negotiating and actively meeting with members of other government departments in the White House on the spin control. I mean, not on the rescue mission, but on what are we going to say about this? How are we going to portray it? Well, we're going to portray it as a result not of our failed and ineffective policies, but we're going to blame it on a video, and so therefore we won't have to face a political fallout from this. I mean, she was so busy spinning, figuring out what to say, that they weren't saving. You know, they were still more.
That's
the
exactly
attack was
right.
ongoing, yeah. And their first action should have been, how do we save Americans? But instead, it was how do we spin this so we don't get in trouble? And then I think third was the fact that there was a big cover up after the fact.
Yeah, KT, as Brian said, there's so much to talk to you about. You know, when we spoke a week ago, Great Britain was still part of the European Union. And boy, oh boy, we see so many, you know, people screaming like their hair is on fire about the ultimate repercussions over the Brexit vote. What are your thoughts on this, specifically from a national security standpoint? Setting aside the trade and economics, does this affect the NATO alliance? Does it affect Great Britain's ability to work with European nations in mobilizing forces if we need them?
Well, this isn't NATO. This is the European Union.
Right.
Two separate things, but they obviously have spillover effects. Look, I have long thought that the European Union was like the Titanic and it had hit the iceberg. And the people, you know, the captain and the crew were saying, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. We're going to fix it. It's not a big issue here. And yet the issue was real, and the Titanic is going to sink. It's the economic part of it as well as the national security and migration, my immigrant problem and terrorism problem. And Britain just got on a lifeboat. Now, it's going to be rocky in that lifeboat as it sort of rates itself. It'll tip back and forth. It'll pitch and yaw. But eventually, they're going to be in a much better position in that lifeboat than on the sinking Titanic. I think Europe is falling apart. And it would be, here's why. It was predicated, the European Union was predicated on two promises, peace and prosperity. And it has not been able to deliver either. There's not prosperity. European Union is in economic duress, especially in countries in the South. And peace, well, Russia's on the back door, and we've just seen as of yesterday, you know, there are terrorist attacks. There will be more terrorist attacks. Brussels wasn't an aberration. Paris wasn't an aberration. Istanbul is not an aberration. Mm. There are going to be more and more of these. So much for peace and prosperity.
Well, what about the Istanbul attack, which we're still just sort of trying to figure out exactly what happened, but it seems very clear from the officials there in Turkey that indeed it was carried out by ISIS.
Well, it's because Turkey has an open border, or an ineffective border, with Syria, with ISIS lands. And we have seen in the last several years that Europeans can travel from Europe to Turkey, smuggle across the border into ISIS, into the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, train, and then repeat the journey. Well, in this case, they didn't go all the way back. They just committed the act in Turkey. So the notion that Turkey was in negotiations, by the way, to join this Schengen group, the Schengen Agreement, so that Turkey, too, like France and Germany and Sweden and others, you could transport yourselves and your goods throughout that region without a passport and without border controls. I think everybody's got to have a wake-up call.
What about the notion that, we're cracking down on ISIS in Iraq, we're cracking down on ISIS in Syria, and that they're looking for a new base of operation, and Turkey seems like a good place to be?
To me, that's just baloney. You know, we're doing so well against ISIS that they've expanded the battlefield. Well, I guess maybe what we should do is we should do less well against ISIS, so they don't attack us in Europe and the United States. Come on. I'm not buying that for a minute.
There's the strategy. KT McFarlane, always good to have you. National Security Analyst, Fox News Channel, and an all-around great gal.
Yeah. Thanks, KT. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It is now 7:43.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind was always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend 100, get 20 bucks off your next qualified purchase of $50 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
You know, some say that spring is the best time to sell your home, but I say that the best time to sell your home is any season, as long as you're working with my friend Frank Prindle and the associates of RE/MAX Allegiance. Consider Jermaine, who listed her Capitol Hill condo with a prominent D.C. agent. Sadly, little traffic, one ridiculously low offer. Then she finally hired Frank Prindle. He delivered her a full list offer within 14 days. I've said it before and I'll say it again. All agents are not the same. Frank Prindle is committed to protecting your investment, getting you top dollar. Plus, there's no risk to working with Frank. You'll agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. It is no accident the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. out of thousands of agents. So, call Frank Prindle today, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Comfort, safety, value, it all goes hand in hand. From our stand-up guys who are just different from most any other contractors you've had out to your home. These are clean-cut, stand-up guys, background checked, professionally trained, great individuals. Hi, this is Dave Snell. So we know 90% of the time we're dealing with housewives. I know when my wife is home, I have somebody come out. I'm always wondering, is it going to be somebody that I'm going to be concerned about? Is it going to be a stand-up guy or not? My guys are all stand-up guys. And that's the difference. We're very, very selective in the people that we hire. To be very honest with you, it's one at about every 50 we interview has a shot for working for our company. You'll be happy to invite my stand-up guys into your home. You just can't lose when you choose the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown, slowing as expected, but lanes have been open again in Germantown and Rockville. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, outer loop near 202, looks like that crash has been cleared to the shoulder, but still trying to release that traffic there. Getting through town, that's been a trouble spot. DC 295 with the accident between Burroughs Avenue and Benning Road. Still at last check, they were dealing with that along the left side. Big delays on the approach. Wilson Bridge backups begin right as you approach Route 5, it looks like. Leaving Springfield to each loop of the Beltway. Inner loop, you're used to this through Annandale. But the outer loop, looks like we have a crash now as you pass Van Doren. Watch for police arriving still to the scene of the crash. Anne Arundel County Police working a serious crash. A call for medevac helicopter in Arnold. Crash is on Route 2 Ritchie Highway. It's closed southbound just before you get to Route 50. It looks like northbound is also dealing with some of those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done for now. Had some bigger storms yesterday. Now clouds mixing with clear sky for the first part of the day and a nice dry 85 this afternoon. I say dry because of northwest breezes. Driving down the dew points, drier air, less humidity. 65 and clear tonight. On Thursday, 86 isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Most of us stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 70 degrees at 747.
You know, Brian, America just can't get enough of Hamilton the musical.
Yeah, I know.
I've just decided that. I'm sure there are Americans who can
definitely. I can guarantee you, if in our morning meeting there is any discussion of Hamilton, I am certain it will find its way to our discussion.
Heather Hunter brings up Hamilton as much as I do.
Well, I've been listening some of the music, and it's not bad.
It is pretty good stuff. Yeah. It is. And so it's catching fire. But there is some more Hamilton news that I want to bring to your attention.
I'm ready. I'm listening with rapt attention.
A whole bunch of people are talking about the fact that there's going to be a fundraiser for the Hillary Clinton campaign as a performance, a Hamilton performance. You can buy your tickets to Hamilton for a special performance, and all of the proceeds will go to Hillary Clinton. This is a fundraiser. But hold on, because before you go nuts and think, oh, they're in the tank for Hillary. First of all, they probably are. I mean, the actors on Broadway and the creative people on Broadway, by and large, are Democrats. However, you don't have to be a Democrat or a Hillary Clinton supporter to align yourself with the show. It's a great show. It's a nonpartisan show. And what's going on here on this fundraiser where, you know, tickets are going to be between $2,700 and $100,000 to see this show. What they've done is they've added a ninth performance to their schedule. Huh. It will be a special Tuesday matinee, July 12th. It's for the Hillary Victory Fund. And what they've done is the Hillary Victory Fund have bought out the whole house. They've said, we want an extra show. We'll buy the whole thing and we'll pay for everything. Everyone in that show is going to get paid double time or more.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's donating their time for Hillary Clinton. All of the act, it's like a gig. They've basically been hired to perform. Yeah. And Hillary Clinton's Victory Fund is going to sell all these tickets.
And I guess this could be, if you like were a company having a big conference,
yeah,
and you wanted to have a special Broadway performance, you could buy one.
Of course you could. It's like blaming, you know, if the Clinton campaign did a fundraiser at the Marriott, you know, if they're gonna rent out a Marriott, that doesn't mean Marriott's in the tank for Clinton. It's similar to that. That being said, again, listen, I have no doubt that they're all, you know, on Hillary's side here, but don't go nuts here. No one's donating their time. They're not giving free shows away on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign. So that's issue number one.
Okay. Well, now, there's more Hamilton news? Even more?
This is actually my favorite story.
I know you love this.
A debate in New York in the Democratic primary for the 10th Congressional District, incumbent Jerry Nadler against challenger Oliver Rosenberg.
Yes.
Oliver Rosenberg is giving his statement during the debate,
mm-hmm,
and at one one point he says, as Alexander Hamilton says,
yeah,
this is not a moment, it's a movement. Foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. Rise up, rise up.
That's a lyric.
Yeah. It's not. Alexander Hamilton never said anything like that.
Except in the play.
The character, yeah, Alexander, yeah, Hamilton. So here's the problem. I mean, I do love the fact that American history is part of this very popular musical, and people are going to learn about the Federalists and the Democratic Republicans and the fights between the Federalists and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, and that's great. But it's not like the lyrics of the songs are actual quotes from our founding fathers. We can't now say, you know, as Alexander Hamilton said, rise up, rise up. I'm not giving away my shot. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's almost like if you were, oh, wait, oh, we have him. Do we actually have him saying it? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know we had the audio. Hold on. You got to hear him do it. Here it is. Here we go.
As Alexander Hamilton says, this is not a moment, this is the movement. Foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. Rise up and vote.
Alexander Hamilton never actually rapped, okay? No. I think it's important that everybody understands that.
This, as far as I know, Alexander Hamilton was not a black guy.
No, he wasn't. Well,
but that's
in this case, he's a Puerto Rican guy on Broadway, but it could very well be a black guy, depending on how they cast it. It's like saying, you know, as Eva Perón, the former First Lady of Argentina, once said,
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
See, that's not okay.
No.
You know, you can't, and by the way, if you're quoting the Bible sometime and say, you know, as the apostles once said,
what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Again, you're not being historically accurate when you do that. You may be a great lover of Broadway musicals, but not a history buff.
And today, that concludes our Hamilton update. Thank you, Larry O'Connor.
It's 7:51. Rise up.
Wednesdays.
The one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
The CNBC Business Report brought to you by Audience Partners. Here's Chuck Kamlick with a look at what's your money doing right now. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning. It's going to be a nicer day again today. Like yesterday, we'll see stocks rise at the open. The Dow could be up about 120 points or so. It looks as if fears of the fallout from the Brexit vote are fading away. I don't know if you heard the basketball news yet. LeBron James opting out of his contract with the Cavaliers. He becomes a free agent Friday, but he says, don't worry, he'll stay with the team at a $24 million a year. Why not? Meanwhile, tough times for Nike. Air Jordan's still selling well, but its other basketball shoes are losing ground to Steph Curry at Under Armour. And Adidas hurting business overseas. Toyota recalling 3 1/3 million cars for safety defects worldwide. Side curtain airbags could partially inflate without warning. And emissions control units can crack over time, which could lead to a fuel leak. Fast casual food chain Noodles & Company says it may have been hacked. If you used a credit or debit card there over the last 4 months, your info could be at risk. And Facebook's putting together an events page that will tell users what's happening in their local area on any given day. They're going to do this in major cities like D.C., Boston, Chicago, and New York. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA U.S., with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy as far as the volume on the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, 95 heading past the Little River Turnpike, just a brief break. And again, Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, southbound George Washington Parkway and northbound just inside the Beltway, both quite slow. Now to get onto the outer loop of the Beltway, you're hung up off of 95 to get to the accident near Van Dorn, to the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, back near Route 5, Suitland Parkway slowing, DC 295, it's the longstanding crash, southbound between Burroughs and Benning. Last check, we still had one lane blocked. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good look and feel now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees. It is now 7:56.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes three times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The credit crisis of 2008 is long gone, but are you still feeling the remnants of it? Hi, Rick Edelman here. To help you rescue your money from bad investment advice, I have fully revised and updated my best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. The book will tell you what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times, and it's fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and you'll quickly discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C.
And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all.
We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital,
the first of its kind in Washington, D.C.
Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese's Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese's Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now, froyofranchising.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Donald Trump gives a big speech on the economy and trade. Hillary Clinton's Benghazi report and a new Quinnipiac poll shows a dead heat. We'll talk to David Drucker of the Washington Examiner.
We'll also talk to the former CIA director James Woolsey about Istanbul and other news that is happening today. It's all straight ahead in the